This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Arvini Braj
and Christine Wong.
Story we are going with is, what online services will you be relying on the most during the MCO? We have a poll running. The numbers, Arvini Braj, please.
Yeah, video streaming at 34%, food delivery at 23%, all of the above 37%, and online groceries at 4%.
230 votes so far. If you want to be number 231, get those fingers moving fast. Up next, Christine, what have you got there over on Insta story?
Yeah, so me, Lynn MLL, says video conferencing and voice calls. And C.S.Arniesh says Google Meets, which I think he means Google Hangouts, I guess.
Same kind of thing, right? But it's the enterprise version.
There you go. All right, Google Meets. Didn't know that existed. Now I've learned something new.
Okay, story to wrap up with is, it's about social media, of course. It's why Facebook is marking some COVID-19 posts as spam. Chris, from a personal perspective as well, right?
Yeah. So what happened with this, that I can personally speak from experience, is that I received a notification on my Facebook saying, your post goes against our community standards, so only you can see it. And then it says see options, so I clicked. And then it says, no one else can see your posts. We have these standards to prevent things like false advertising, fraud, and security breaches. Your post goes against our community standards on spam. The only thing you can do as a result is to essentially click on that notification and say that you disagree that this is spam. But the posts that they've marked as spam for me were both from BuzzFeed. One about Idris Elba testing positive for COVID-19. The other was also from BuzzFeed, sharing a list of the kinds of people who are high risk of being infected by COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Another post of mine also got blocked, which had nothing to do with COVID-19 at all and was just a marketing story. But it's interesting that they're from legitimate news sites. So this turns out to be a widespread issue, with many people taking to social media to highlight and complain. A lot of URLs to legitimate websites, including, like I mentioned, BuzzFeed and Medium, as well as USA Today, were blocked from being shared as posts or even comments. The issue blocked shares of some but not all coronavirus-related content, while some unrelated links are allowed through and others are not. I know a friend of mine also mentioned that he posted a link to videos from the TV show Community, and that got blocked too. So, turns out this issue is due to a bug in an anti-spam system, according to Guy Rosen, Facebook's vice president of integrity, who tweeted, "We're on this. This is a bug in an anti-spam system unrelated to any changes in our content moderator workforce. We're in the process of fixing and bringing all these posts back. More soon." Now, 3 hours ago, he also tweeted a new thing that said, "We've restored all the posts that were incorrectly removed, which included posts on all topics, not just those related to COVID-19. This was an issue with an automated system that removes things to abusive websites, but incorrectly removed a lot of other posts too." Now, notice that he has claimed that all the posts have been restored. A lot of the responses to that tweet seem to go
say
against
otherwise.
This. Yeah. So, 9 minutes ago, someone tweeted, "LOL, nice try. No one's buying this." Half an hour ago, someone else said, "There is no reason for my post about a 2015 study to be censored. I'm asking you and Facebook to take my page off whatever blacklist it's on." And so these tweets, and this was tweeted like 3 hours ago, and even now, more responses are coming in saying, "Guy, come on, this has not been fixed yet. How can you say it's fixed?"
And people are wanting to spread useful pieces of information.
So this is the main issue with this anti-spam filter problem, is the fact that it is blocking legitimate information.
Yeah.
And, you know, even yesterday on BizBytes, we were talking about how a lot of rumors and a lot of fake news and misinformation has been spread because of the panic around COVID-19, and how a lot of people are hearing about Rasim being a cure-all and, you know, drinking bleach and things like that. And this is where I worry, right? I worry that the problem with this spam issue is that, unfortunately, Facebook has grown into a fundamental communication utility, and it is holding a special importance during this crisis to share life-saving tips. Also, nonprofits are using Facebook to raise money for artists and businesses impacted by widespread quarantine orders, which means it is more critical than ever that Facebook keeps information, like real, legitimate, verified information, flowing properly. And if it's not an issue that is resolved soon, I'm really worried that it might exacerbate the issues of more rumors getting past these filters and more fake news getting past these filters and going viral instead.
I mean, as much as we talk about, you know, Facebook being scaled down with some communities and some people, they don't use Facebook as much. A lot of people still rely on Facebook to get from point A to point B. I know a lot of organizations locally are using Facebook to organize food drives. They normally manage like food waste and they get the excess food to communities that might need the food. And now with this MCO, with this restriction of movement, they're not sure how to operate around that. So they have to use networks like Facebook and they have to use social media to let their other partners know that they are coming and they are bringing food and they are supplying it, you know, apart from the usual WhatsApp and communication. So if you are blocking vital information from your platform, especially at a time like this when people need that information, and if your social, you know, your social network still cannot differentiate what's fake and what's not, even after all these years, that's a major problem.
Could it be a simple case as they don't have enough people in the office looking over these posts?
So that was an issue that was brought up in one of the articles. I can't remember, but someone did actually tweet like, is this because, you know, a lot of the content moderators now have to work from home? And Guy Rosen insists that that is not the case. It's just a bug. But what confuses me so much about the bug is why is it blocking things now when those websites are legitimate? You know, why are these particular websites being blocked? And this is also straight after a joint statement released yesterday by Facebook, as well as Google, LinkedIn, Microsoft, Reddit, Twitter, and YouTube, a joint statement that was published saying that they were committing to fighting coronavirus-related fraud and misinformation. And even in January, Facebook was saying that they were working on removing false claims and conspiracy theories about coronavirus. So the fact that they released that statement to say we're going to combat fake news and we're going to combat misinformation, and then immediately real information started getting blocked. I'm really confused as to how that's even happened, because it wasn't being blocked before.
It's funny how Facebook has popped up after a while being a problem, because we used to cover Facebook and you know, like social media a lot before all of this exploded, and used to be one of our biggest problems on the show because we used to talk about data privacy and stuff. It's a bit weird how they haven't been in the news for a couple of months and now they come up, and again it isn't for something positive. It's again for, you know, an issue with data, again an issue with privacy. And, you know, the biggest problem of all, it's for, you know, fake news.
And the thing is, like, I from my perspective, and I obviously don't know a lot about, like, technical issues, but surely, isn't it just as easy as just whitelisting these websites at this point?
You would think so, right?
You would think so. It should be an easy fix. But even now, a couple of my posts still, even though I've reported them multiple times as being legitimate, they still haven't been verified.
Let's see what happens by tomorrow. Maybe we have an update tomorrow, Chris. Yeah,
maybe.
Okay, it's time for us to wrap up for the day. We're going to have a quick tally of the numbers over on Twitter.
Video streaming is still at 34.6. Food delivery is at 24.2. Online groceries at 4.2. And all of the above at 37.
There we go. So we went from 230 just a couple of moments ago to 240. Thank you very much for taking part in this poll. So that question, of course, was what online services will you be relying on the most during the MCO? That's what we started with. That's what we ran with. We then moved on to a story.
We spoke about 10,000 Malaysians in Singapore and how they're dealing with movement control order.
And then we talked about why Facebook is marking legitimate COVID-19 related posts as spam.
Folks, we're going to wrap up for the day, but please, please, please stay at home. Look after yourselves. If people do not have groceries, ensure that they do one way or another. Check on your neighbors. Check on your family and friends. See how they're doing. But finally, do stay home. Do not go out.
Also, don't be afraid to be a nag. I know that you might have family members or people that you know who want to go out and want to just, you know, visit some places. Don't be afraid to be naggy in this time. Just say no. Be at home, even though you might sound annoying. It's worth it.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks. If you don't stay home for 2 weeks, it's going to be an awful lot longer. Time for us to wrap up. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon for Enterprise Biz Bytes. But don't forget, coming up after the 1 o'clock news, we have the Breakfast Grill replay. T7 Global Berhad, the group previously known as Tanjung Offshore Berhad, joined the Breakfast Grill again with Tay K. Vin, the company's executive director, to discuss their venture into the aerospace industry, as well as the challenges faced amidst the oil price war. That's all coming up in just a couple of minutes. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvind Yuvaraj and Christine Wong, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.